Good morning and welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Stefano Candriva from Ballet Pensacola. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us today.
Absolutely. So you have a few team members in here with you. I'll let you introduce them.
Yes. We have Zion today, one of our dancers with the company. And we have Hannah, one of also a dancer with the company.
All right. Perfect. So tell me about Ballet Pensacola. Tell me about the organization itself.
We're a nonprofit performing arts. We have a professional ballet company that does 3 to 4 performers per year. We also have a ballet academy, which is like a ballet school that we have many students that they will be also in their performance. And we try to get involved with the community to educate the community the importance of arts for the well-being of the community in general. And with this, we created one of the few shows, and the first show that we have this season, it will be Cinderella.
Perfect. Yeah, and so you're here today to discuss Cinderella. Tell me a little bit about the show, when it's coming up.
Yes. There are 2 weekends of shows. It's the first weekend, it's from the 11th to the 13th. Mm-hmm. The second weekend, it's the 18th to the 20th, and it's going to be at the center. So the center is the Clark Cultural Center, and it's where usually a lot of people are more, they know as the Pensacola Little Theater. So it's in that building, on that theater, mm-hmm. where we do the performance. Cinderella, it's a lot of people know the story of the Disney stories and how it, you know, she is bullied by her stepmother and stepsisters. And I made it the story on the comedy side. So that is the sad part, of course, the drama, but it's more on the comedy. So it's fun. I made sure to not make it too long so people don't have to go and sit, like, you know, for 3 hours or so. It's a fun and not too long of a ballet. And if you have never been to the ballet, I think that's a wonderful opportunity to start and check it out what we do.
So it does adhere to the original story pretty well.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Hannah, you are a dancer in the production, is that correct?
I'm one of the leading artists, yep. I'm dancing the Spring Fairy the first weekend, and the second weekend I'll actually be dancing Cinderella.
Okay. Hannah, I'm actually going to have you share a microphone with either Stefano. Yeah. For some reason, the microphone did not pick that up. So let's try that one more time, Hannah.
So the first weekend I'll be dancing the Spring Fairy, which is a very fun dance. And the second weekend I will be dancing the role of Cinderella.
Okay, perfect. We do have a pair of tickets to give away, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do that here. So on the text line, it's again 850-437-1620. You do have a question that you want the listeners to answer, and we'll take the first right answer.
Yes.
Right into the microphone, sir.
The question is, who's the composer for the Cinderella music score?
All right, so if you didn't catch that, who's the composer for the Cinderella score? 850-437-1620. Again, on Pep Talk for a pair of tickets to the Cinderella show at Ballet Pensacola. You can send the text in. The first person to get that right, we will have them win the tickets. So I'm not sure what is going on with the microphones, but those two, for some reason, are not picking anything up. Can I have you talk into the microphone real quick?
Hello, everyone. My name is Zion, and I'm here with Ballet Pensacola as
All right, perfect. Going to have you guys join him over here. I'm not really sure what's... What is going on with the microphones today? My apologies for the technical difficulties there. So once again, we have Stefano Candriva. He is the arts director for the Ballet Pensacola, talking about the Cinderella show, which is going to be at the center. That's going to be happening October 11th to the 18th, or October 11th to the 13th, and then the 18th to the 20th as well. So, all right, so we have a few people here with some answers. 1 second. Let's see. All right. What was the correct answer to that?
It's Sergei Prokofiev.
Okay. I do not see that on the text line. So we we should have coordinated that better. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
All right. So why don't we do this? We'll give the tickets away to the third person who texts in. Okay. And type the words Ballet Pensacola, and we'll give away the tickets to the third person on that. All right. One more time, because again, we have some microphone difficulties. Just tell me once again about Ballet Pensacola and its mission here in Pensacola.
We are a nonprofit performing arts organization. We do between 3 to 4 performances per year. We also, besides the professional ballet company that we have, we do have a ballet academy who the students get the chance to learn ballet, and they do get the chance to be in some of the performances with the professionals. So right now we have 21 professional ballet dancers in the company, and we do have about 36 studio company dancers that would be the students that perform with the company. And on this production, between company members and studio members, we have about a cast of about 55 people in the show. And we are opening this season. It's Cinderella.
Okay, perfect. And you mentioned that the Cinderella show itself adheres pretty well to the main storyline. It's just a little bit shorter and has some comedy aspects to it.
Yes, yes. I made it. This is my first full-length ballet with the story, putting together the score, sets, costumes, and everything. And I tried to make it not too long, so the experience, if it's a first-timer, you come and watch the ballet. Sometimes I feel like a lot of people don't want to sit through 3 hours, you know, and watch something that they never been to it. So I made it, the show, it's about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. So it's easy to read. I have added some, we have like what we call pantomimes, that we tell the stories through actual movements, not dance itself, just actual movements. Mm-hmm. And some of these pantomimes I add sign language. So it's kind of like to bring a little bit of more inclusive ways to connect with the audience. I also have add a couple poems so people can follow the story through hearing the poems in the beginning of the ballet and then in the middle of the second act. So okay. It helps people to be a little bit more familiar with what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And Hannah, we were talking to you earlier, and again, your microphone wasn't working either, so yep. You're one of the dancers in the production.
Yes, I am. And I'm dancing the Spring Fairy the first weekend and Cinderella the second weekend, which is very exciting.
Perfect. And how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing for a long time, probably my whole life, since mm-hmm. I was probably 5 years old. But I've been dancing here in Pensacola for 7 seasons, so it's very exciting to be opening up this season now with Cinderella, and it's just like a week away, which is so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about that, about what made you want to become a ballet dancer?
Oh, well, when I was younger, my mom put me in ballet, and then when I was 12 years old, I really loved how much work you have to put into the art form to become a dancer. You have to constantly be training and keeping up with your body, and I went to boarding school for ballet, and then I decided to continue to study and go to college, and it's always been the hard work that you have to put into it. You know, whatever you put into ballet, ballet will give back to you, and you'll have more success through your whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And also just sharing stories with the audience. It's very fun as you get older when you become an artist in your career that you get to explore different characters and share beautiful stories with people. And that's really our job as dancers, is to make someone in the audience feel something that we're portraying. So
that is awesome.
And Cinderella has a lot of feelings.
Yeah, I bet it does. I bet it does. And my oldest daughter, she's in almost pushing 20 right now, but when she was younger, about 4 or 5, we actually had her in some ballet classes
so
for about
fun.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's a lot of work. It's
it
a
is.
Lot of commitment, both on the dancer's part, but also the parents who are
Absolutely.
Supporting their student.
Yes. Yes. And we're very grateful for all of our Ballet Pensacola parents who commit to bringing their children to all the rehearsals and tech rehearsals and getting them to the performances on time. So we know how much work goes into that, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about that, about the process of becoming a ballet dancer. So I know that there's an academy and some training that people can go through. Did you want to talk about that, Stefano?
Yes. So it's a very demanding career in the sense that it takes a lot of discipline, commitment, and passion. You really need to be passionate about dancing and ballet itself. Because, you know, like the routine of the dancers, for instance, we start ballet class at 9:15. That would be like probably they're doing their plie right now at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Then we rehearse from 11 to 3:15. And if there is need for doing extra rehearsals, we do have to come at night and rehearse again. On theater week, that in the case next week, it's the show week, we do go to the theater on Tuesday, and we spend pretty much all day there, like 10 hours. So to become a professional ballet dancer, the minimum hours that we'd have to spend on the studio per week, it's between like 15 to 22 hours, I would say, like with daily ballet classes, daily variation classes. That is a lot beyond just taking classes. Mm-hmm. That is the story of ballet. There is repertories that those ballets that were created in the 1800s or on the early 1900s that we still use those stories. Like Cinderella, it's a ballet that was created on late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just taking a new take on it with my own choreography and the way that I tell the story, but the score were created a long time ago.
Sure. So just so you know, Jennifer won the ballet tickets, so she gets a pair of tickets to go see Cinderella. How should she pick that up? Should she come to the studio here? Are you leaving those here? Or should she come to the ballet?
I believe I left some here. So
the front desk?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jennifer, if you're listening still, make sure you stop by the front desk at ADX Communications, and Miss Tina at the front desk will have those for you. We'll give away another pair of tickets here shortly. I do also want to include your other guest into the show. Could you introduce him one more time?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Zine, and this is my first season here, and I'm loving it so far. Cinderella is a fantastic ballet. It was actually the first full-length ballet that I ever saw when I was 9 years old, so this is a very, very special ballet for me. I saw it when I was younger, and I was like, this is what I want to do, and here I am doing it, and I'm having a blast so far.
That's fantastic. So where were you prior to Pensacola?
Prior to this, I'm from Massachusetts, so I was there for most of my life. Danced in Virginia, Delaware, Indiana, and I moved here 3 months ago.
That is fantastic. So what got you interested in ballet?
It's funny, actually. I actually cried at everything else. I got into soccer, cried, swimming, cried, got a pair of ballet shoes, loved it, got into dance class, was grinning and smiling. I love music. I played piano for 13 years, so I was able to move around a lot, which I love doing, and I got to listen to music at the same time. So those two go hand in hand, music and dance. And I really just stuck with it forever. Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. So music really probably motivated you to
100%
pursue this. Yeah.
100%.
Kind of the same thing with me and radio.
Exactly.
That's how I got involved in radio. You love music and you're like, hey, I could do that.
Exactly. And it's with you every day. Cause I mean, there, without music, there is no Cinderella, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So going back to the training and the academy, what's the appropriate age for people to start with their training?
You can start at the age of 3.
Mm.
Yeah. But ballet is for everyone. You can start at 3, you can start at 10, you can start at 50. Mm. We do have adult ballet classes as well. It's ballet dance in general, it's for everyone. Because I feel like that is a belief that like, oh, I might be too old to start this now. And no. That is no such thing as it. It's dance is for everyone. Professionally, it's like football, soccer, or swimming. It's for everyone. Professionally, then it takes a little.
Takes it to the next level.
Yeah, that is a few layers that, you know.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that you won't get to perform. You still can get a chance to perform at any age. I have been all over the U.S. already, And I'm from Brazil originally, so I seen all of people, all ages, start bowing late or not. They do get the chance to perform, and it's life-changing for them.
Mm-hmm. So when you offer classes, when does the next grouping of classes start if people have an interest in signing up themselves or signing up their kids?
They can call the studio. So we have a website, balletpensacola.org. You can go on the website, get a little bit more information on it. You can call the studio. Sarah or Debbie would be willing to like clarify any questions to when to start class, when if you're a kid or if you're an adult and you wanted to try a class, you can always call our studio or go on our website.
Okay, perfect. So as part of the Cinderella show, you also have kind of a supporting event with that called Tutus and Tiaras. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Tutu and Tiara event, it's for kids to like, it's kind of like a tea party. So they go, it's on the Saturday from 5 to 6:30. So it's on the 12th, October 12th, and then October 19th from 5 to 6:30 as well. And the kids get a chance, you know, to eat, to have a little bit fun, to like put a choo-choo and kind of like engage on a fun way with ballet and the story of Cinderella too. Mm-hmm. I think like those events are very important for the kids to feel more engaged to the performance.
Absolutely. So does Cinderella make an appearance?
She will be warming up for the show.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Yeah. How do people get tickets for that?
So also on the website, can go on the website and call the studio and get, and I believe that for that event tickets are limited. So if you have a kid and wanted to take it, I suggest to call today and get your ticket.
All right, perfect. So we do have another pair of tickets to give away. So let's do that one more time. Type in Ballet Pensacola, and I'll take the fifth texter this time at 850-437-1620. Moving on, so in terms of the training that you do, again, you have certified teachers there, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm responsible for the professional company.
Mm-hmm.
We have a responsible for the school. So the academy director, who is Deb Janea, she's the one involved with that process. I'm with the artistic director of the professional company. I'm involved in creating the ballets, casting the dancers, coaching the dancers, not only the professional, but the students that do perform with the company as well.
Mm-hmm.
And go in the community, talk about the company, the organization out there to educate the community. Some like, you know, we start with Cinderella, then we have Nutcracker, then we have Don Q, and then we have another event. And then my work with those events is to educate the community more and more about the importance of arts for them. Like it's something that a lot of people don't realize that it can be a life-changing thing. You go and you watch, that is beautiful music, choreography. The dancers work very hard. The dancers are like work very hard to put on the show. So once that you go there and you see it, the athleticism that goes behind that, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's with the professionals, that is a lot of coaching process behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ramon won the next pair of tickets. Congratulations, Ramon. I hope I'm saying that correctly. So you were talking a little bit about making community appearances.
Yes.
And talk to me about the school partnerships that you have locally.
The school now have a partnership with the library. They do performance through the libraries in Pensacola, and that's the first time that we're doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an arts festival coming in November. I believe it's November 1st and 2nd that the school also perform. And the other partnerships the school have, it's with the company. So they perform in the performance, the professional performances, mm-hmm, as well.
Perfect. And that's the Gulf Coast Arts Festival. Is that correct?
I believe so.
I saw that was one of the events on your calendar. So
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking that's probably it. And I understand you also have scholarships available as well.
Yeah, I believe we do. It's just that I'm not the person.
Oh, okay. Understood. Yes. Understood. So what is, for people that haven't been to the ballet, talk to me a little bit about, I was looking on the website, so this just came from the website, rules of attendance. So what kind of attire do people wear? Is it a more formal thing, or can people just show up and enjoy the show?
They can just show up and enjoy the show. I remember last year, I was not artistic director yet. I came to watch Dracula, and I remember people come in costumes, like in Halloween costumes, to watch the show. So it's open for everyone. It's... as long as you come and support the arts and watch the show, we're always welcome to everyone.
That's awesome. So looking ahead on the calendar, too, I noticed that you also have the annual performance of Nutcracker. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it is an annual performance.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to us about that a little bit.
That one we do at the Sanger Theater. And this year, actually, we add one extra show because we are always sold out.
Mm.
So the line goes around the corner. In downtown. So now we add an extra show so more people can get a chance to see that. And this Nutcracker, it's a brand new one. I'm also creating from scratch. So it's like Cinderella, Nutcracker creating from scratch. It's it's challenging, mm-hmm. but I'm passionate about it. I will do it. I get it done.
That's awesome. And it's great to hear that every year it's sold out, that there's so much demand that you have to add another show.
Yes.
Yeah.
For Nutcracker, yes. It's tradition, I believe.
So is your team here with you today? Are they part of that performance as well?
Yes.
Okay. So you're based locally then, and you kind of take on the shows that are all happening.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I think all the dancers, maybe we have one dancer that I think it's from Destin, and I think that's it. Everyone else, it comes from outside. We have Colombian dancers. We have international dancers. We do... have dancers from all over the U.S. that they move to Pensacola only to dance.
Mm.
So they come to the city. We bring all these dancers. They leave their life behind and come all the way here to follow their dream, to follow their passion.
Yeah. So you're like I said, you're about to embark upon Cinderella, but I would guess at the same time you're training for Nutcracker.
With the school, I already started.
Yeah.
Because the kids that they're part of the performance, I already start working with them. But with the professionals, not yet. Otherwise, it's too much, too many informations at the same time, and we got to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the dancers, one at a time. For me, no. For me, it's all at once, and I got to get done, and that's it.
Perfect. So once again, if people are interested in attending Cinderella, talk to me about the ticketing process for that.
Go on the website, call the studio. Then you, Sarah, will go over showing what the seats available, what the best seat to sit. We do have season subscription, so you can get a subscription for the whole season, and you're always going to have a guaranteed ticket, even for Nutcracker, because Nutcracker is probably the hardest one to get a ticket. And I think if you've never been to the ballet before, that's a great chance to come and watch Cinderella, because it's a comedy ballet, it's not too long, so I promise you that you're not gonna sit 3 hours, like, you know, two hours and a half. It's a fun show, and by the time that ends, you'll be like, oh my god, it's already, you know,
perfect,
that sensation.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.